Down in the tunnels, Chigid, chieftain of the Painted Ones, was seething with wrath and pain, the pain from blazing lantern oil, searing his tail and nether parts, the wrath to destroy the beasts who had inflicted such agonizing embarrassment upon one of his lofty position. Standing at the rear of his band, he berated them until the tunnel walls echoed to his scorn.
Ah, ye gullig, idiot, coward! Give back down the passage! Charge and kill them! Kill them all, skin them, burn them like they burn Chigid! Charge!
Pushed forward by the back ranks, the front and centre Painted Ones went stumbling and tripping toward the ledge which circled the deep abyss. Behind the stalagmites which fronted the Leuko's retreat, the friends heard the foe beast's war cries. Skipper shielded the light from their last lantern, muttering grimly.
Billy, mates, seems like we got vermin trying to pay us a visit. Are your slings loaded?
Drink's paws were shaking with nerves, but he replied boldly.
Ah, I've got 4 stones in mine.
Bosey patted the young squirrel's back.
You're a brawl, laddie. Remember now, don't shoot till I give you the word. That goes for all of you.
Formal Gullop nodded sagely.
I hope the plan works, sir.
The Highland Hare replied blithely.
Oh, he'll have to. That's the only one I've got.
The yells of the enemy sounded louder now, closer. Humphrey Spickle began twirling his sling rapidly.
Do we let some of it now?
Samlas tweaked Humphrey's snout.
Patience, young'un. Just do as Bosey says. Wait.
The roar of charging Painted Ones reached a crescendo. This was suddenly interrupted by screeches of dismay and shouts to halt.
Stop! Stop your back!
Having the excellent sight of an owl in the darkness, Aluko whooped exultantly.
Woo-hoo! A load of the village went straight over the rim, into the pit.
Bosey began whirling his sling, remarking,
Aye, spilt lantern oil is very slippy. I'm glad they'd forgotten that. Right, my buckles! Shoot!
Each of the defenders had in his sling as many stones as it would hold. They rattled off a hefty volley at their adversaries. Bosey was yelling,
Load as fast as you can, my bonnies! Dinna stop!
Turning aside, he whispered to the tawny owl,
Aluko, can you see one that you could capture?
With his huge eyes dilating, Aluko pointed,
Actually, I can see 2 of the scum in trouble over there. One has fallen stunned at the rim. The other is clinging to the side of the pit.
The hare smiled admiringly.
I wish I had your eyesight. Do you not think you could clamber out and get one of them?
Aluko responded promptly.
Just don't hit me with any of those stones, and I'll collar both the blackguards and bring them back here.
He scuttled out onto the narrow rim which encircled the pit. Formal Gullob followed.
I'll come with you, sir, just to lend you a paw.
Skipper lofted a sling full of stones at the far side.
Good luck, mates. Hurry now, we'll give you covering fire. Don't fret, we'll aim high.
The loss of the front rank into the abyss, coupled with the savage rain of stones, caused the Painted Ones to retreat momentarily. Aluko hooked the whimpering vermin who had been clinging to the edge. One heave of the owl's huge talons lifted him onto the rim, stunning him with a quick wing sweep. The owl began hauling him back. Formal seized the other Painted One by his tail, dragging him along backward.
You'm coming with oi.
Hearing no further war cries from the opposite rim, Bosey called a ceasefire. They sat the 2 prisoners in the lantern light, both the painted tree rats huddled fearfully together. Seizing both their ears, Samalus gave them a sharp twist to gain the vermin's attention. Bosey drew Martin's sword, playing the point between his captive's snout tips.
Pay heed to my words, you scruffy omadorns. Now, you have 2 choices. 1, I'll throw your ears, tails and paws into your endless pit after chopping them off. The rest of you will follow at a leisurely pace. Och, what a pity. I can tell you dinna fancy that at all. So, are you ready to listen to my second option, which shall maybe save your worthless lives?
2 black and green tattooed heads nodded furiously.